looking at an incident from Mark's Gospel, which I think most of you who have ever opened a Bible will probably know quite well. I suppose some of you will have had the same experience that I've had, which is you may read something on the internet or, as we've had in the last few weeks, get a leaflet through the door and you read it and you think, what in the world was the point of that? Why did they write that? What are they trying to communicate? What am I supposed to get from it? Well, we certainly don't have that problem with Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel is a very fast-paced account of Jesus' life. And Mark, right at the very beginning, says that this is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that is Mark's purpose. It is to reveal to us Jesus as the Son of God. And he does it in a number of different ways. He does it by focusing on some of the amazing teachings of Jesus and the power of these and the way that they transform people's thinking about life and about a whole lot of other things. And Mark also does it by focusing on some of the things that Jesus did, the power that he demonstrated in healing sick people, sometimes without even touching them, the power that he demonstrated over evil spirits by being able to cast them out with just a word, power that he demonstrated even over death when he raised Jairus' daughter from her situation of death. And there's one other area that Mark illustrates Jesus' power, and that is in his power over the natural world, over nature. And we're going to look at this short section today from Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41, which is Jesus stilling the storm. And you might think, well, there's not really very much to this story. There's some guys in a boat, there's a storm, Jesus calms the storm, and that's pretty much the story. But I think when we actually turn up the magnification a bit and look rather more closely at this story, there's an awful lot in it that I think we can learn and which will hopefully be helpful to you. So let's just read this section first of all from the NIV. This is Mark 4, 35 to 41. It says, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" And that's the story. It's quite a short story. It's quite easy to understand, but there are some incredible things in it. I don't have any clever divisions starting with the same letter for you, because I think each verse just speaks for itself and tells us something which is quite wonderful and quite challenging. Verse 35, Jesus said, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Now, Jesus had an absolutely exhausting day teaching the people. He'd been at it all day. And when the end of the day came, it was time for him to move on. He had to move over to the other side of the lake. There was work to be done there. And Jesus said quite simply to them, "Let us go over to the other side." Now, you may think, well, okay, he said, "Let us go over to the other side." But when you think about what is behind this, Jesus either said, "Let us go over to the other side," and he said it quite naively. He never anticipated that there would be a storm. He thought, "We'll just have a nice, quiet sail over to the other side in the evening. It'll be lovely and tranquil, and it will be an enjoyable experience, and perhaps I'll get some relaxation." So that's one possibility. Here's the other possibility. It's not that he naively said, "Let's go to the other side," and didn't anticipate the possibility of a storm. It's that he said, "Let's go over to the other side," and they were going to make it to the other side, storm or no storm. Which do you think it was? I think it's probably the second of these. Jesus said, let's go to the other side, and no storm was going to stop them. I think he knew a storm was coming. Look, we read all over the Gospels that Jesus knew what people were thinking. Isn't that terrifying? How scared would you be if I knew what you were thinking at this moment? Just think of that. It wasn't like that. I don't know what you're thinking, but Jesus knew what people were thinking. So I think he could probably read the weather too. Agree? So I think he probably knew there was a storm coming, but the fact there was a storm coming made absolutely no difference to his plans. And this is a crucial thing I think we need to understand. That when Jesus purposes to do something, nothing is going to stop it.